Yes, hi. My name is Johnny. I'm calling from the Tax Relief Center. I'm calling because of a federal lien that has been filed against you. Were you aware of that, sir?
No, I was not.
Not a problem. Did you want to see how you can eliminate this debt? There's no obligation at all. It will only take a few minutes. Now's a great opportunity to get qualified before the program ends. Let me get one of my tax specialists for you, and you can get all the information that you need.
Wait a minute. My CPA was amending my 2022 taxes, which should affect the 2023.
Uh-huh.
So I'm wondering why that's maybe why they got a lien or something. I don't know.
Yes,
but I'm
yes.
going to tell my CPA that. So. Mm-hmm.
It's a totally free assessment here, Mr. Tucker. I can have my rate special. Like I said, it's completely free.
All right, let's talk.
Okay, just a second. Okay, just give me a couple right. minutes. Just let me write down a little bit of information right here, and I'm gonna go ahead and transfer you to him. One second, there, sir. Just please bear with me. Okay, sir. One second. Okay, let me transfer you to him
right.
real quick.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Please press 6 now to speak to a live agent.
One second there, sir.
Sure.
Federal tax debt resolution. This is Travis.
Hi, Travis. How you doing this morning? I got Mr. Tucker here on the line. He needs help with the lien. His phone number is 678-707-1979. Mr. Tucker, you're in good hands, sir. You have a great day.
All right, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Hi, Mr. Tucker.
How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. My name's Travis. I'm a senior settlement officer here. Looks like you stayed on the line because you have a tax problem here. It's the state of Georgia, or is the IRS also involved?
I don't know. He just brought me aware of it. I was telling him that my CPA was amending my 2022 taxes, and I don't know if the lien's from that one in 2003 or what. I'm not sure what it is. So
the lien information doesn't tell us what year the lien is from. It just tells us when the lien was filed, and in this case,
okay.
It was filed last April.
Okay.
So, and it's for about 10 grand, probably maybe closer to 11.5 now, you know, with penalties and interest. What happened? Why do you owe this money? Do we know?
Well, what happened is when I got a divorce in 2021, the CPAs kind of put the numbers that weren't correct on there because they're accustomed to doing joint, and therefore it got messed up, and I guess they owed a lot of money, and I was like, wait a minute, how come I owed so much this year than last year? Then they noticed it, and they said they would amend it. So... that's what
okay, so they're going to amend the return.